Let me know when we're going
to
start.
Oh, I started. We're about 3 minutes ago. That seems to be the time that you realize.
Yeah, I have.
Well, I started recording as soon as you said, here's what I want to do.
I'm curious if you want to get one over on me. It's going to take me at least 3 minutes to figure it out.
No, you were really quick. Last time when you came back from getting coffee, you were like, hey, wait, is that thing on? No, but we just started. You can do an intro if you want.
Oh, good. I'm glad you didn't record me talking about my rash. Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
At least I have you. The website's up.
Yeah.
Oh, we're all over this. We're all over the internet now.
Chef made us a website. Matt got us on some RSS feeds.
Yeah, we're on Google Play Store. We're on iTunes Podcast. We're on Stitcher Radio. We're going to be up in that Spotify ass soon once they figure out their shit.
Spotify.
We all up in that. We all up in the guts of the internet.
I changed my Twitter handle.
What is it now?
It's Danny Summertime.
Ooh.
Well, that was my name. Before, it was Carol Arias. And yeah, then it said, when you looked at the name, it said Danny Summertime. But then somebody, my Twitter goes to my Facebook, and I wrote something the other day, and this guy was like, hey, I tried to follow you on Twitter, but I couldn't find you. And so I made it Danny Summertime, but then I made my name Daniel Carroll, so people can find that.
Nice.
Because apparently there's like 37 fucking losers named Daniel Carroll.
My name and my handle on Twitter is Jeff Brousseau, so that means no one can ever find me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hidden. I'm in the deep web.
Yeah, we've all found you.
Yeah. How long did it take you to figure out how to spell my name enough to find me?
Yeah. If I type in your name with and just start B, it finds you on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, B. Okay, good.
You're fame, dude. You're fame.
Yeah, I got a huge amount of followers.
Huge.
Well into the 500s.
You got me crushed. I'm in the mid-fours.
You're in the mid-fours? I'm in the mid-fives, baby.
For now.
I'll tell you right now, you're enjoying life. Wait till you hit the mid-fives.
Woo!
Then it starts to feel good.
Twitter followers, Matt. You wouldn't understand with your 37,000. You don't remember what it was like. You're so far...
Just a guy scratching out a Twitter following.
You're so far removed from the problem, man.
Yeah.
You're like those fat cats on Wall Street.
I am.
By the way, since you started talking about his Twitter followers, every time we speak, he keeps checking his watch like he has somewhere better to be.
No, I'm getting...
Well, it's an Apple Watch. It's just he's counting his followers.
Oh, God. He's getting text messages.
No, he's just probably getting new followers every second.
Yeah, he's got a watch.
Go ahead. Keep fucking talking. They're coming in.
Sorry, did you say 37,000? It's 38 now.
Today's episode is brought to you by BlueCigs.com. BlueCigs, wherever you want to smoke, wherever you can't smoke, BlueCigs.
When life kicks you in the dig, get an e-cig.
Yeah.
Those are the
blue e-cigs.
Okay.
How was the week? How's everybody's week? Jeff, how's your week? You did another dance thing today?
What's that?
You did a father-daughter dance today again?
No, today I took her to... soccer this morning.
Ah, what does she play?
Soccer.
I mean, what position? Forward.
What do you? Soccer has positions.
That one where you kick the ball and run around.
How
a lot.
How old?
No, she played today. She played center.
Shortstop.
Center defense and midfielder.
Is this the 17-year-old?
No.
That one lives in Oregon.
Okay.
This one lives in Seattle.
How old is she?
She just turned 9.
I played soccer when I was like 6.
Didn't like it?
No, I mean, I enjoyed it, but my mom has like videos of me just like sitting on the ground.
I did it when I was... I played soccer when I was 6 and 7. And when my 7-year-old season, we won whatever the grand championship is for that.
Hung up your cleats.
And I walked up during the playoffs and just said, I don't want to play soccer anymore, and left. Never played it since. Yeah, it was terrible. I didn't want to be involved. I did a lot of watching.
I played soccer from 1st through 8th grade. 7th grade, we went undefeated. Won the Catholic Youth Organization Washington State Championship.
Bless you.
I had nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. I was terrible. Hated it. Hated every second of it. But I played because my dad made me.
Sound like a good son.
Well, if you grew up in Seattle, you almost have to play soccer. It's just the soccer city.
But even in Phoenix, there was all the kids played soccer.
If you grew up with my dad, you play. You do everything that gets you out of his face. Anything where another person has to watch you for a couple hours that he can sign you up for. I swam. Like, I was like on a diving thing.
And that's why your body is so good now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Played football for a minute. Woo! It was awful. I hated all of it.
I, on the other hand, had a mom who probably didn't really care. I had to force her, so I played. But I played everything. I played basketball all the way through high school. I played from the time I was probably 8 or 9.
I played basketball and hated it.
Played basketball was my sport. That was the only one. Only sport I was really good
literally
at.
Literally everything.
You was there a sport everything. That you? Was there a sport you liked playing? I liked basketball. That was about
it. No, I hated it. I'm trying to think. Snowboarding was okay. I liked that one. I did that a little bit in high school. But I mean, that's not a team sport, I guess, right? That's just like a thing.
Snowboarding is just an activity.
Yeah.
It's just like a thing.
You know what's funny you say that.
Like, I like going bowling. I mean, but is bowling a sport?
I think it is.
I mean, but is it a real sport or is it like I love to? If you can drink,
here comes the age-old debate.
Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. If you can drink or encourage to drink like beer and eat nachos while doing this activity, it ceases to be a sport.
I'll have you know, I was in a skee ball league.
Yeah.
And we drank a lot. Yep. Ate a lot of nachos. And it was a great time.
Great time, sure. Not a sport though.
Well, I guess you're not playing in an elite skee ball level.
Yeah.
That's when it becomes a sport, my friend.
Well, you have to drink doing it because you're so good. Otherwise, if not drunk, you won't do good.
I'll have you know that I had to drink to do anything for the duration of my 20s. Skee ball and otherwise. If I was leaving the house or not.
So, yeah, so I took her to soccer this morning. Mm-hmm. Then, raced back from Maple Valley, where I was doing soccer in Covington, actually, and then took her to her drum lessons. She's over at Seattle Drum School, and then we just got done. Yeah, I guess I'm like Dan's dad, trying to look like a good dad by not taking care of my kid on the weekends.
Amen.
No, it's, she's into it. Pretty cool. The drum lessons, it's pretty awesome. Drum instructors are fantastic. I don't know why I'm talking.
Because Matt asked.
It's a big weekend this weekend. We got Easter tomorrow, yesterday Christ.
Yeah,
died.
You got that tomorrow too, dude. You got soccer, drumming, and Easter. Jesus.
What's a, give me a top three things you like about Easter, top three things you hate.
That's a lot of things, man.
Well, give me just
I like the rebirth of Christ.
You like that?
Top one, yeah, number one. Love that. Love that Christ rose.
Yeah.
He will rise again.
Does it every year. Every year, zombie Jesus.
I love, when I was growing up, I loved getting up and having the Easter egg hunt in the house, finding my basket, and then...
And just eating shitloads of candy.
Eating a bunch of candy.
Eating so many black jelly beans that you shit for what, for 2 days.
I don't know what it was. I don't know why. Like, when you think back, it's not the coolest. I really liked Easter when I was a kid. It was so much fun. I always loved the hunts and stuff, so... The thing I don't like is that now I'm responsible for the other side of that. I don't have to make all of that happen. It's just
you guys
like
painting eggs?
I love Christmas more than anything in the world, but it is the most stressful time for me every year in the world.
It's the most stressful time for everybody.
Not me.
I got two kids.
Really enjoy it.
I got two kids who get more expensive every year. You know, and I have, I don't know, it's tough. It's stressful. When your kids are like, what do you want? A laptop. What?
What
the fuck did you
just ask me for? I want a 17-inch MacBook Pro. I want 16 gigs of RAM up in that bitch. All right? They sell it for
$29.99.
Sure you don't want an Acer? A Hunye tablet? No!
How would you feel about a Huawei
tablet?
Can I interest
16
you?
16 gig. All of it.
I don't know if you've ever heard of the Waibu, but they also make shoes and laptops. And get you one for $8.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll get you three. What would you
Quad-core
want?
Processor.
What would you want? One MacBook Pro quad core spelled with a
K.
Tablets.
KWAD core.
Quad's the brand. Quadco. Quadco processor. Jeez. You know, when
you just pull it out, it's just a broken ThinkPad from the early 2000s.
It's a Newton.
I always liked, I loved when I was a kid, yeah, finding the basket.
Just a Dreamcast?
Oh, a Dreamcast was a good system. My parents would always hide the baskets, and that shit was fun. But we always would drive to my aunt's house, which was a couple hours away, and she would make this really good brisket that we would eat. And I like a good brisket. So for me,
nothing better than a good brisket.
Yeah, for me it means brisket, but I don't, now I'm not going to have, I mean, tomorrow for Easter I'm going to see Batman vs. Superman 70mm at the Cinerama Theater.
They shot that in 70mm?
Yeah, somehow the Cinerama got a 70mm film print of it, so I'm going to go see that bag of shit shot, projected on in a glorious film format. It's just going to like...
Dude, you know what? There's nothing better than a pile of shit 3 stories tall.
Yeah. It's like... It's like last movie I saw in 70 was Hateful Eight, and they're like, look, we spent so much time, it's beautiful, this movie's going to be beautiful, this, and we're like, well, fuck it, we had so much money, who gives a shit? That's what I think is like.
I'm not doing anything tomorrow.
Nothing at all?
No, I don't plan on leaving the house.
Woo! He is risen. Mm-hmm. Day off, Danny, summertime up in this beast.
You know it.
You know what? I'm kind of sad my nickname isn't Danny Summertime. You left on that one, and I appreciate your process.
I took that about 6 years ago.
That's such a good one. I can't wait to see Danny Summertime in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be DPs and cut-off shorts, flippies.
What should my nickname be? Can we do
boat shoes? I love boaties.
And I'll change it. At the end of the show, I'll change it, my Twitter handle. It's my new nickname.
Sneaky Jeff.
Let's go with Sneaky Jeff.
No, the Sneaky Jeff.
Give me them digis, Jeff.
I was going to go something cooler.
What about Radical Rick the Sailor?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, Jeffy Barbells.
Jeffy Barbells.
Doesn't make any sense.
So that's what Jeff did today. Went and did
Jeffy Bruiser.
Fatherly activities.
Yeah, whatever happened to Bruiser.
I love my father time. It's the most fun time.
I love that you love that.
Father Time was a pretty interesting guy, don't you think?
I'll tell you.
Is Father Time like a deity?
The only problem with him is he waits for no one.
Oh yeah. God. Okay. Well, I'm sorry I did that. You said Father Time, and I thought that would be a fun. And then that happened, and I apologize for bringing the whole thing up.
I'm just moving along. Daniel and I caucus today.
Not together, but
We're in different caucuses.
Distri-seats.
How was your experience, Daniel? Give me some highs and lows of caucusing.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, what happened?
One knew what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's America.
Because literally no one votes, ever.
Yeah, everybody, this was like, I don't know, this is my first time caucusing.
Yeah, everybody there was just like, what's voting? Like just 30, 40-year-old people, just, I don't...
I'm hyped up about stuff, and I'd like to...
I feel opinions for the first time.
So what do I do?
And I was one of them.
Yeah,
so
me too.
I had no idea what to do. And there was this 17-year-old kid in a suit who knew more about everything than anyone else there. So he's a delegate now.
Yeah.
This one lady really liked Hillary Clinton, but was very inarticulate. I liked her. The Bernie people were pretty good. It was fun. It was nice.
I have no idea how a caucus works. I think it's a ridiculous system.
I actually felt like it made so much more sense to me after going to see it, and it made me go, oh, I guess like each vote does matter, because like the way it worked for me, everybody was at this elementary school, I'd say there's about 300 people there, There were 7 precincts that were like each neighborhood's like a precinct. So you would go to your little precinct zone, and then
you say precinct weirder than anyone I've ever.
What precinct?
Precinct.
Precinct.
Yeah, there you go.
So there were 7 precincts. Precincts. Fuck, that's an impossible word. Anyway, so we're there at the bees.
Use your words, man.
And we had about 54 people. We had 54 people in my precinct. And
that's good.
Finally got it.
And so we all vote first, and then we tally up these votes. That's the preliminary vote. Then we have a debate time.
Mm-hmm.
We can discuss and try to sway people, and then we vote again.
Following Roger's rules of order.
Yeah.
Which I really appreciated.
And we had
Roger Lozola?
No. Roger without a D.
First, we had 42 for Bernie, 10 for Hillary, and 1 undecided. But then by the time we voted again, we had swayed 3 Hillary people and the undecided person to go for Bernie. And so I was like, look at democracy work. This is crazy.
I feel like...
And then I went and had some eggs.
I think it's just because of it's my Facebook feed, but it looks like Washington feels very Bernie.
Oh, he has already he already won.
Yeah.
80,
I believe
he also won Alaska,
yeah.
Too.
In mine, nobody switched from Hillary to Bernie or Bernie to Hillary, but there was one undecided and they went to Bernie. But we had so many more people than you. We had 1,500 people in this middle school. And it was the same amount of like 7 or 8 precincts. It was insane. My precinct alone had 135 people.
Well, in my entire life, I've never seen it where people are all stuck for a caucus.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I've never. It seemed like
I ran into.
They didn't
I
come
knew
up
people.
With them, right? They've been doing them for
ever
for a hundred, couple hundred years.
Washington's always had caucuses that I'm aware of.
Yeah, yeah. I was also amazed at how few people I knew. Like I ran into like 5 people that I knew, but there were. I was like, "You're my neighbors." Never seen these people before. It's very strange.
Nobody cried. I heard one person cried at another caucus I did. I wasn't at.
A lady cried at mine. It was nice.
Was she a Bernie crier?
She was. She was a Bernie crier.
Why was she crying?
She said it was the first time that she's ever felt proud to be an American.
Did they make you guys do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah, they asked us to. I didn't do it.
I haven't pledged my allegiance in a long time because I felt I didn't want to pledge my allegiance.
I wouldn't do it in high school.
I did it. I didn't say under
guys?
God.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say under God.
I'm fucking taking you down, man.
Why?
This is America. This is our land.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
This is America where I don't have to pledge my allegiance to shit.
When I was growing up, that was, but you had to.
Well, yeah, you had in elementary school.
It was asked of me.
I mean, I don't think anybody would have gotten any trouble.
No.
I don't know if you didn't.
Only like 1 or 2 Republican kids.
I don't remember doing it in high school at all. I don't remember that being part of high school. I remember being part of grade school.
We didn't do it in high school. But what did happen, I thought was funny at the caucus, was when the under God came, under the under God part, it was like half as loud. It was like one nation, indivisible.
That's.
And I thought,
liberals are kind of ridiculous.
I liked how many people.
Like if you say that, all of a sudden, well, great, now I'm a Christian again.
So I like how much. I liked how many people said indivisible at the wrong part. Like it was, I don't remember how the whole thing goes.
And it is divided.
Well, I want to go back to something you said earlier. So,
mm-hmm.
She wasn't proud to be an American while there was a black president.
I don't know, man.
Fuck no.
I think she was young enough not to have voted for him.
Oh, she was young.
Mary, I don't remember what she said. Maybe it was the first time she was. Proud to be a patriot. I don't know, man. But
ooh, I'm not proud to be a patriot.
I don't know.
Son of a bitch.
I don't like patriotism.
Look, I'm not saying she was right or wrong, all right? This show has no political affiliation.
No, it doesn't. We are Switzerland.
We don't endorse shit.
I don't care.
I mean, if you follow our personal Twitters, Matt might tell you a few different things.
I endorse my own ass.
Okay.
The Fartmeister of America.
Old fart.
We're just gonna cut that part
out. Do you guys? I sit in bed at night when I'm trying to fall asleep, and I just try to fart as loud as I can in the room.
Last night,
I push myself up, so other rooms can.
The moment I lay down in bed, almost every night, I then fart for a long time and loudly, and it makes me laugh every time because I'm never going to be more than 12 years old. Last night I just realized
why we're all going to die alone.
And it had that, you know, when you get the echo in your own room and it sounds metallic? Like where do my metal walls come from? That's what it was last night. And I just went, and then I rolled over and went to sleep.
My roommate recently got a girlfriend 6 months ago, maybe, and it took him like 2 months to fart in front of her.
What a loser.
So annoying to me. I was like, dude, please just start. Like, she would like leave and he'd just be like, oh my God. I've been waiting. Oh man. Woo.
I'd
be like, dude, just fucking fart in front of her. I mean, is this going to end? I mean, at some point, you just got to fart in her face and get it, just, I love you, and get it over with. And now the two of them are just
laughing. I don't think you ever need to fart directly in your face.
I love farting in people's faces.
maybe not in her face.
I like to hold
it. I don't know. You gays might do it a little different, but...
I do it to my family.
Do you just right in their face, or you just do a cup and throw?
No, I mean, what I like to do, I'm really good friends with my little sister, and I like to hold her down and fart right in her face. It's like a fun thing we got going on between us.
But that's your sister.
I'd do it to anybody.
Don't ever do that to me.
I think you would fight me off.
Yeah.
No,
I wouldn't do it in front of a...
Oh, so you're saying it's okay to do to women because they can't fight you off. Well, guess
women
what,
or
Matt?
Young men... Anybody who can't physically beat me. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying survival of the fittest. I'm gonna fart in front of you because I'm the alpha in this situation.
I'm laughing at how bad a shape we're all in.
Yeah, I'm sitting here.
As you say, survival of the fittest. It's inhaling an e-cigarette.
And I'm like, yeah. And my doctor's like, you gonna be diabetic? You got that pre-hypertension shit? You're farting in your family's face, smoking e-cigs. Eating cheeseburgers. I'm like, yeah, the survival of the fittest. Survival of the fittest. Charles Darwin, baby.
Charlie D,
baby. Look at me, pinnacle.
I can't eat. Have you guys, I don't know what kind of level of lazy you're at, but.
All the way.
This is about, I can't sit down on a couch without, I involuntarily hit a fetal position within a certain period of time.
Yeah.
I'll go to a friend's house. Just all of a sudden, I'm like, what am I? I'm laying on this couch. What am I doing?
Yeah, you don't have a couch. I'm on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm the laziest. I can't. Upright is not built for me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I'm driving home after work, the first thing I'm thinking about is just, I can't wait to take all my clothes off. Like, and then it's sometimes where, like, I'm so lazy that I want to order pizza or something, and I go, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to put on pants when the guy gets here. God dang it. I'm 90% sure that multiple times I've accidentally just opened the door like almost naked. Thank you for the pizza.
I've tried to force myself to sleep because I was hungry but too lazy to do anything about it.
I do that at least once a week. Guys, last Friday...
That's just a money-saving thing for me.
So most Fridays I order pizza alone because that's me time. And last Friday...
That's a little time with Danny Summertime.
Yeah. That's Danny's alone summertime. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's my summertime retreat. And last Friday, I was hanging out with some friends, and I got home late, and I ordered pizza. Like, normally I'll do it at, like, 7 or 8, and last week it was, like, 9:30. And the pizza guy was like, hey, late tonight, huh? So I can never order from there again. I'm too embarrassed to ever go back. He commented on the fact that I ordered later than usual on Friday night. For my alone pizza.
Really bad.
My relationship with that pizza place is dead. It's over. I can never go back.
I didn't mean to cut you.
No, you're fine.
I think they know I do it a couple times, but sometimes I'm ordering Postmates or whatever, ordering some pizza. I'm by myself, you know, just watching like TV or something. I'll like hear the doorbell ring or the door knock. And I'll kind of, like, loudly be like, oh, pizza time, or food's here, yay! And make it seem like there's more people. That's just me. It's pizza time, everybody.
Do you guys do the pizza negotiation where you go, I'm only eating half this thing, but then if you happen to eat the half and then it goes slightly over, it's like, oh, fuck. might as well just finish this thing up.
I got, well, what am I gonna eat? Over half. What am I gonna eat? Three slices tomorrow for lunch? That's not enough. I'll eat the whole thing now. I do that constantly, Jeff. Constantly. Almost every time.
I'm in second week of my diet. Last night, I was so hungry. Like, there's nothing in the house for me to eat that I can't eat. It's just so, I just paced, and I was like, I gotta go to sleep. There's nothing for me to eat. I can't go anywhere. Nothing in my house I can eat. It's nothing's on my diet. I was miserable, but I'm down 10 pounds, so whatever.
Woo!
It sucks.
Me clapping for
it. But you're worth it.
Yeah, well, I gotta eventually
trick a woman into loving you?
Yep. I gotta eventually trap a woman somehow.
Well,
maybe. Right now, this dog don't hunt.
Maybe start practicing farting in the bathroom before you lay in bed. Practice that now, because you're gonna want to be in those good habits when you finally trick a woman.
I was thinking about this the other day. My brother, well, every once in a while, he'll bring up something that I did when I was in my relationship that reminds me that she had every reason to not be with me. For instance, I used to constantly... if there was a joke that bothered her, I would do it over and over and over again, right?
Yeah,
that's good.
Shouldn't tell me it bothers you if you don't want to hear over again.
So I had the one, which is, I don't know if I've told you guys this, you can stop me if I have, but when I would go to Albertsons, it was the preferred card.
Yeah.
And every time I would pull it out and I would look at her, and she'd cringe because I would look at the checkout person and go, I believe I'm preferred, and hand it to her or him, and it drove her nuts just the more I did it.
That's a horrible joke, though. She was right.
Well, yeah, but that's why I kept doing it. And then wherever we went, I would say that
he's
place.
He's like this all the time.
I would go, I think right in there, there's a place that has Korean barbecue, okay. Right? That was, and I constantly did that to the point I drove her nuts, and there wasn't, it would be like a laundry, oh, there's a Korean barbecue place, we should go there.
You're like going on the road with Brad Brake.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible. But anyway, my brother tells me, and it would make me chuckle so hard when I drove her nuts, my brother told me that she got angry at me once, that we're all sitting there, and she came out, and she goes, Jeff, I asked you to do this, can you go, please go do this, and I didn't say a word, it just farted really loudly. And he goes, dude, I just remember when we were everybody was laughing so hard. And I'm like, oh my God, dude. God bless you, woman. Godspeed. And good luck finding someone better. It can't be hard.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you said good luck finding someone better. There's no luck required in that. Yeah, no.
Raise your hand. Woman available here.
At that point in a relationship, you just bow out. You know what? You're worth more than this. You can do better.
You can do better.
I'm not breaking up with you because I don't love you. It's quite the opposite.
I'm not breaking up with you. Oh, I'm just unable to change, and eventually you're gonna leave.
No. You should go. Please. It'll hurt for a moment, but you'll do better. I promise.
The thing is that I love you enough to know that you deserve better than this.
That's the most complimentary way to end a relationship.
Your happiness is more important to me than my own feelings. Please, go on without me.
Just leave you with a grenade. I'll just take care of the people that are coming. Just leave me with a grenade.
No,
You save yourself.
Get out of here. You go on, get. We don't want you anymore. Can't you see that?
Oftentimes in situations like this, one might say, remember me. But please, try not to.
I mean, like that movie where they have the, where they go to town and they gotta leave, but they don't really want
them
to leave.
They go to where?
What?
They go to town?
Did I put all that together?
What did you say?
I said, it's like the thing in the movies where they ask them to leave, but they don't really want them to leave.
Go on, get out of here.
I never loved you. You know I never loved you.
Get.
You come on, get. You know I never cared about you. You know what I said that? I was lying, bitch. Get out!
It's always like a dog, though, that they've raised since birth, and now they're just letting go into the wild. It's just going to be destroyed.
Well,
come back to your family.
It's like, what the fuck?
I just like saying, go on, get.
Yeah. But that really is the story of like 90% of my breakups.
Yeah, I realized how bad my sleep, my sleep habits were and the things I do and nocturnal events when recently I had a buddy stay with me who's just moved up from L.A. For the last 6 weeks. And one thing I really would love to do, because he just had an air mattress in my room, so I would just like get in bed and then just like start farting. And he would like wait and then just go, hey, Matt. Again, he goes, pretty sure you just shit your pants. They'd be like, I would fart and just be like, that was a poop. That was, there's no way that was not.
I used to have a dog. We were sleeping together one night and,
what was her name?
His name was Romeo. Anyway, we were sleeping together one night and, we both farted at the same time and we both woke up and we looked at it and it was like one of those moments was the closest to believing that a dog and I made a connection. Like, we both went, ah, that was funny, and went back to sleep. It was pretty great.
I found out that I snore very loudly, which I didn't know I did, and I will start to, like, scream and mumble incoherent shit.
Do you have night terrors?
He was like, yeah, sometimes night you'll just be like, fucking push it, I push it, when I told her, I said to fucking just do this shit, fucking shit. And I'll be like, Matt, wake up! And you're just like, show me bullshit, and
you should get one of the apps for sleep.
Yeah.
What, does it stop you from screaming?
No. But
no, I have an app, and I'll show it to you. It records your whole night's sleep, and every time you make a noise, it records it. And yeah. Then you could play it the next day, and it tells you how often you're actually asleep and when you hit REM. I've tried to like go through and see, because I know I talk in my sleep. I know I walk in it. I sleepwalk.
God, you have some great sleepwalking stories.
Yeah, we'll get to those at some point.
Let's build a following, and then we'll get to those.
Yeah, we'll wait for...
They're really that good, huh?
Let's trick people into loving us before we tell them who we really are.
Yeah, my sleepwalking stories are... I have a lot of them. But anyway, so it'll record... I've tried to go through, but it's like, I sleep so poorly, and I make so much noise that it's impossible. The time I get up, there's... 200 different recordings, and I just go through, and it's constantly, it's just like, that'll be like one recording. I'm like, I just want to find myself talking.
Because
you can post it, like, you can tag a recording and push it to like social media and do all kinds of stuff. It's pretty fun.
And they have, the mic is always on, but it's not always recording. It only records when there's like a noise above, like, and you set like the status quo level of sound. Like if you have a fan on or something like that. And then it only records if something goes above that mark. And then you set it on the bed with you and it knows if your body is moving and how your breathing is. That's and things wonderful. Like that. It's really good. I used to have one. And then you can set the alarm in it to like wake you up like when you're in a lighter sleep.
Oh, that's the coolest part about it is you tell it how many hours of sleep you want a night. And the alarm doesn't go off until you've gotten that.
What?
But no longer than a certain period of time.
Then like a wake up time.
Yeah. So like.
And then
so
it'll wake you up in a light sleep, so you're not all drowsy.
Exactly. So like if you got to get up at 8 a.m, right? Yeah. It was supposed to go off at 8. It would typically wake me up at like 7:30 to like 7:45, right when I hit light sleep.
And then you.
And I would wake up, and it's true. I mean, it works because every time I wake up, I'm like, oh, I'm ready to go.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, and it's earlier than I thought it was.
The problem is I got a memory foam mattress, and so now it can't tell that I'm moving.
Well, I have a memory foam.
What is your nighttime ritual before you get into bed? Like when you're like, all right, I'm gonna go to bed, and then from the time you get into bed, what's your ritual?
I go to sleep. What do you mean?
You don't have like a thing, like I brush my teeth and then I floss.
Well, you said it's time to go to bed and then I get in bed.
No, like but, from oh, the time yeah. when you're like, oop, I'm going to go to bed now.
Brush teeth, wash face, moisturize, bed. Fill a glass of water, put it on the nightstand at some point.
I got to do the water thing. I don't do that because I wake up, I breathe through my mouth too much.
You should drink a full glass of water before you start your day. Room temperature.
Oh, really? Is that a
Yeah, rehydrates you for the from the previous 8 hours of just not hydrating. Yeah, it's great.
I do that anyway because I have to because I'm always I wake up with just dry. I have desert mouth, but anyway.
Desert mouth.
My ritual is brush my teeth, get into bed, or I typically take a shower at night. Get into bed. Flip the TV on. Jerk it. Call it a night.
Speaking of jerking it, how'd the VR experience go?
I've been waiting to talk about
this. Oh, yeah.
Un-fucking believable.
Fill us in. Give us the whole... Come on, tell us the story.
Are you ever going to be satisfied with regular porn?
No, or regular it kills regular porn.
I told you. I warned you.
What about women?
You guys warned me. Said I'd be down the rabbit hole. Let's just say I probably could have got the site done a day earlier.
The website for the...
Oh, yeah. Why did we let you do this before the website was done?
Well, you told me not to. You told me to go look at it after I got the site up.
Okay, good.
But I was like, all right, well, just check it out. And then I became... then it put it off a little bit. Okay, here's
what's
the thing.
What's it like?
All right, I'm like, okay, here's...
And then Jeff passed out and woke up, and his dick was red.
His own...
So here's the thing.
And then he was like, fuck, I guess I'll make a website.
I got to explain this. Yeah. Okay, so first I found a couple of trailers, right? And I was like, wow, this is pretty fucking amazing, right?
Trailers?
Yeah, they have trailers for it.
For a movie?
Yeah, of like scenes. It is unbelievable. It ruins regular porn. Because, I'll go through a bunch of it. All right, so then I went and got a couple. I went and found actual ones and downloaded whole movies. The weird part is... It's not, like, good for, like, masturbation. It's not. It's amazing to watch, and it changes... Because you know when you watch porn? If you watch porn, you can become fixated on, like, stuff in it, right? But when you're watching this, you get fixated on actually having sex, so it changes everything. It's like having sex, so you're, like, turned on by stuff you're not turned on by in porn. Like,
so
I,
you felt like
you
were actually having
yes.
sex?
It's so realistic... Wow. And it's so, like, I mean, it's, and they do this sound thing, so it's all around you. So, like, girls will come up, whisper in your ear, like, one girl's whispering in your ear while another girl's riding you. And then, it's pretty amazing. And, yeah, you feel like, like, a couple times I reached out for boobs. That's all I'm saying.
Fistful of air.
Like, this kind of stuff, like, give it a quick, you know, like on the, and I'm like, okay, this isn't actually happening. And it is amazing to watch. It's unbelievable. And, but it's different. It's like, it reminds me of sex. It feels more normal. Like porn, it almost feels clinical at times. Like, oh, okay, well, I like it when the girls like this. Is this kind of, you know, you get fixated on like body types and things and outfits and all sorts of stuff, which is all great in this as well, but it's like eye contact and like, It's like regular sex, like the same things that you like about regular sex. It's really cool. But it is almost impossible to jerk off. And the reason being, you have
vertigo.
You have a fucking, you have like headphones on,
a
gigantic thing. And I swear to God, all I could think about was me like masturbating. And I just felt like every when I flip up my glasses, the whole room would be people that broke into my house and are now watching me laughing at me.
And you can't hear
because you can't hear anything, you can't see anything, and then you start to believe you're in this world.
Yeah, and then you take it off and you're laying you standing there.
Yeah, you're just
hey, there was a leak
sitting there with your pants around your ankles. It's like, oh, yeah, and it's like
jerking off in the Matrix.
No, and here's the crazy part. This is what I mean though. This is why I think it's not the... Okay, I felt that way. I live alone. All right? And I was worried about this. I'm like, what if someone... Because I'm pretty sure they would do a home invasion on me. But then they would watch me and laugh at me before they slit my throat or something. It was...
They would laugh at you long enough...
Like if I had
For you to take the goggles off and realize that they were there.
Exactly.
And then murder you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it was...
No.
I can't imagine I can't imagine getting caught. That it's way more embarrassing
than just regular.
Because you look like a dork and you're jerking off. You got like the big huge goggles on, and you're like, and you're talking, oh yeah, come on over here. And whatever. It's just,
give it a shot.
But if you guys want, I was thinking I would bring it down and have you guys try it out and tell me what you guys think on live on while we're doing this. Are you guys down?
That sounds like a really fun idea. I'll do that. Go get it.
Okay, you gotta pop. Can we pause it for a second? Yeah, you guys can talk about whatever. Is Dan starting?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Dan can start.
Dan's gonna go first. Okay.
I'm so excited to.
So during the break, Jeff went up and got his VR headset and explained to us that within a few years, people will be addicted to this.
And my guess is within a decade, large segments of American population at least will just stop having sex completely.
Matt says that no one will touch another human.
That might be a bit of an exaggeration. I'll put your head, but
Jeff's gonna set us up now.
Jeff's gonna put a thing on my head now, and then I'm gonna see naked women.
Okay,
alright.
What's going on? Is it on?
No, it's dark. Oh, okay, her clothes are gone. She is okay. It's like I'm in her studio apartment with her, guys.
Yep. Watching her do bad things to herself.
What's great is that if I look down, I can see the desk and her, like, laptop keyboard.
Yep, because you're the cam.
That's neat. That's really neat. People are going to, like, lose their minds.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
What's this lady up to? All right. I'm going to take this off.
Are you done?
Yeah.
So that's, what do you
neat.
Think?
I mean, it's neat.
All right, I want to try this.
Yeah, Matt's turn. Teach you how to Dougie. It
says virtual reality porn. Here we go. This is a university tournament, 180 head tracking trailer.
Mm-hmm. We're watching trailers because Jeff didn't want to pay for actual stuff.
Yeah. Well, I have that too.
Oh, wow. I see what's happening here. This is interesting. There's no one in this room.
You got the shitty one. You're just alone. It's jerk off one.
I am a dude right now, and so right now I'm having sex with two different. Well, one woman. The other one was just helping out.
That's thoughtful of her.
Well, that was
Matt's immediately over it.
No, that it ended.
Oh, that was that quick?
It was a quick trailer. I just was kind of really giving it to these two ladies. They really enjoyed it. I was a lot skinnier than I normally am.
That's nice.
Yeah, and I, it seemed like I was might have been just a dead body with rigor mortis on my dick. Because I was just sitting there, and I could just see, like, my stomach, and then I was very aroused, and these women were just bouncing about on top of me.
Smiling at you and telling you how hot you are.
Yep, that's what was going on. Well, yeah.
My lady didn't even say anything. She was just stuffing a thing inside herself.
She wasn't going.
They were
doing that on mine.
It was just soft music and just a lady just stuffing a thing. Like, it wasn't even like penis shaped. It was like a phone handset from like the 60s. You know what I should have done
is I have a full length one, The cool part is, because she like walked, they create a scene, but they can't do very much because you can't move around a whole lot because they have these huge cameras.
So you're like in a hospital bed the whole time.
So it's like when they do it, it's like get on the floor and then like cut scene. Now you're laid out and not moving on the floor. But anyway, this one, and they'll walk around, and it's like there's the one I have is like they go upstairs, connected. So there's like this whole scene where it's played out that your girl just came home and she's a little drunk and she wants to strip for you, whatever. But it's crazy how much, because you can hear her walk around when she throws something, like her clothing, you can hear it hit the couch, like right next to you. And it's, after a while, it really does, you can hear like the sound of the couch right next to you getting, like, you know, her hand moving on it. And it all starts to like, it after a while, it really does trick your brain. And, so it's cool.
This is the beginning of sex bots.
Well, that's what I was trying. That's part. This is the sex bot part.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were this close, and I didn't think VR porn was going to be that good. The full length one I have is much better than the ones you guys have seen.
I mean, that was like for what it was, that was really fucking cool.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, like I looked down and I could I could read the stuff on the wall.
You can, and it's crazy too, because you can. What you also see in the scenes is that you get to you actually see what's actually happening. See, like, there'll be two girls, right? And you can tell one of them isn't into kissing the other one. So you start to feel like this built-up drama of the two of them. Like, the one keeps going in, and then she does this, like, plays it off like she doesn't notice. And, like, you can see her hand go down and slightly push her away from her. And it's like, I don't know, it creates this little bit of drama of, like, and
it's
I'm like
House of Cards.
It's like
the Saved by the Bell movie.
It's really funny. And the weird part is it's not being done. I don't think there's any. All the actors are all like they're all French and Spanish and.
Or European.
It's all European stuff.
It's not even porn for them. They just movies.
Yeah, this is just their casual European way of life.
Anyway, it's pretty cool.
We all fuck each other. That's what we do.
We drink the wine in this.
Suck
on the booze, suck on the dicks, is what? It's no big deal.
It's not gay, he's my friend.
I do this for you, I do this for anybody, I suck anything. I suck it, it a little spanking just to know you're there. Hello, are you awake, I'm awake, whatever, it's fine, move on. We're just people.
We're just people that love.
That's all.
It's not even love, it's just hey.
You just touch things, it's nice to touch something else.
Feel the skin.
The flesh.
Well, that might have been the worst segment we've ever done, but...
Tasted the flesh.
I thought it was going to be funnier, but there were so many...
Technical
problems trying to get it to work that... I was going to have you watch something completely different, but it would have been even harder. So I was like, this will be the easiest.
You mean, what do you... Like, putting it on him would have been harder, or his dick would have been harder?
No. The scene, I have two.
My guy's dick wouldn't have gotten it.
I have like a couple, like two or three, like full length scenes on here, but it's even harder to get those to work. So I was like, I'll just do the trailers and keep it safe. So and that was hard enough.
When will they make virtual reality porn for the everyman? enough with these tech savvy guys.
Yeah, the only people who can watch this are Mark Zuckerberg and his team of porn crazed lunatics.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I'm not a programmer at Amazon. I just want to jerk in three fucking days.
But you can tell, like, I don't know if it's either one of those are lying enough, but you don't want to. It's confusing. You don't know what's happening in your real world. It's hard to masturbate.
Very disoriented.
Very hard to masturbate. You just don't want
to. I think I could have pulled it off.
I mean, I could have done it, but the whole time I was thinking, like,
I want a locked door. I don't want to. If I had a roommate, I don't know.
You know what they need to do? They need to set, like, a link in, like, a home security system to that.
Somewhere. Intruder.
Door alarms, window alarms go off.
There's just a flashing thing on the screen. There's someone in the house.
It just powers down. Yeah.
Put your pants on and go. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was, I spanked it pretty hard this weekend. I'm not going to lie.
But not while
last
it was on.
Last weekend. What's that?
But not while it was on.
Yeah, I did it when I was on.
You said
I live alone.
You said you were too scared to.
No, I said, I think...
Did you get vertigo?
No.
I feel like I wouldn't be able to handle it. I feel like my brain would be so separated from my body that, like,
I was doing
blood places it's not normally meant to
be. I was doing experimentation for the sake of this show, so I was wanting to take a little vertigo on.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I love this show. I love what we do here.
Did you take a Dramamine first?
you gotta remember, I've had this for a little bit, so it doesn't really bother me that much.
Sure.
Anymore.
No, but it's not the visual and auditory stimulation that I'm saying would give me the vertigo. It's like the actual jerking off motion while like being in an alternate universe.
Well, the other problem too is you have like the glasses on your face, right? And big headphones.
Yeah.
Then your face starts sweating. It's not a good look, man.
I just
want
to be put into like an entire tube that just stimulates everything. Well, like, I'm just being...
So that was
like, like one of those fancy hotel showers which comes at you from all directions.
Yeah, I'm just being body jerked by this super fuck machine.
All right, that was funny. I shouldn't even continue.
Like one of them super delegates.
I got a... So last weekend is when I was doing it, right? And so I was watching one. So I got really, went down the rabbit hole, found stuff, like searched the internet trying to find videos.
Yeah.
And, okay, here's the bad part. This is where I think I got spooked on this, on the spanking it. If we're being honest, at one point, I'm going at it, right? And I...
Like you do.
Like you do. And then it hit me. Like, I got, like, my spidey senses went off. I was like, I haven't really checked my surroundings. I fucking pull the thing off. My window's open. I forgot. I was literally just like, I'll check this out. I'm like, well, hello. Right? Next thing I know, I'm like, what if my fucking neighbors have seen any of the... What kind of trauma did they just go... Like, they look over like, What's robot Jeff doing over there?
Jeff, what makes me the happiest about this is that you assume your neighbors give any... Like they don't know who they live next to.
Well, I know, but I mean, still, it's disconcerting in the middle of the afternoon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you're about to grill up some chicken. You look over and your neighbor's just pants around his ankles, beating it with a VR headset on.
But you've lived next to these people long enough that they expect nothing more from you.
Well, I'll tell you this. I came out Monday... And I go to leave to do something, and my neighbor saw me, and she waved at me, and I'm like, she did not see that happen, because that was, she looked genuinely, like, happy to see me, and not totally nervous to see me. So.
Or she did see it, and she's got a secret to tell.
So the rest of the time I used it, it was up in my room, but then after the weekend, I haven't used it since, because it's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to go through that whole process every time.
It does seem like a lot of setup. Like, if you're gonna,
but it is.
You better be watching porn.
It totally changes porn. That's going to change. Because that's the only way I see porn surviving. Because that's way cooler than...
What, you think porn...
You thought porn was on the out?
Porn's going out?
It is definitely on the out. I've worked for... You know that I worked for two of the largest porn companies in the world. And they're both going out of business. And I worked for the largest porn company.
But just because big porn's going out doesn't mean porn's going away.
Yeah, isn't there a big indie porn movement?
Yeah.
Yeah, but those companies are like... The one I worked for is probably the biggest...
Grassroots indie, porn.
Indie one. I mean, it's... You know, whatever. It's not, you know, when I worked for Hustler. But it was a really big company. And it's not... They're not going out of business, but they're... They're shrinking. I mean, everything is free. There's no reason to pay for porn anymore. And this changes that.
We need that. So we need
That's something worth paying for.
We need like a...
Yeah, porn, I would pay for
a
it.
Porn Netflix. It's just VR videos. Just subscription-based. $8 a month.
Well, it's the technology...
All the VRP you want.
All the technology is coming along really fast. Like, you can already... like, when you go on here, you can go to, like, YouTube or whatever. And you can set it. And if the codecs or whatever are for VR... You can play anything off of YouTube now, that if it's set up for VR, so you can already do that up. So I'm sure that's next. But anyway, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, the new LG phone has a 3D camera accessory. So you can make your own.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing too is that it's such a low cost of entry. Like that, you know, the one I was sending you there, I showed you the virtual porn, real porn or whatever, and a few other ones, they'll send you a free VR glasses if you sign up. And this is, my glasses cost $100. They'll send you these if you want it. Send you one if you have, whatever you have. If you have an LG, then they'll send the one that works for the LG. If you have an HTC, they'll send that. I have Samsung, I have the Gear VR. They'll send that. Anyway. Wow.
When's Apple getting on board with this?
I don't know. Apple VR.
Probably not. Are they gonna?
Hey, why not? Probably.
Well, they always don't do it, and then a couple years later, after Google's got something pretty well locked in and people are starting to go, this is really cool, Apple goes, hey guys, we invented VR, and then everybody goes, oh my god, did you see that Apple invented this? And people are like, wait, Google's been... Nope, Apple!
Oh no, they understand, this is VR.
They have NFC now. No one's ever done that before. And they, you can use it to pay.
It's fucking amazing.
It holds your credit card.
Google's no. doing it. Yeah, but it was stupid.
Google's been doing that for some... No! No!
Yeah, but
did you see how big this iPhone is? No one's ever made a phone this big. Google that. Fuck you! Let me have it!
I got this one because it's big. Anyway, I think it's the future. I didn't really believe in it. I won't lie to you guys. I didn't totally believe. I've had this since Christmas. I didn't really believe in VR content until I saw the porn. And because porn always pushes the next format, and I was like, this is going to be big for porn.
That's why the internet exists.
Like, I'm telling you, I felt like one of the girls in the thing, we had a thing. We had a bit of a thing. She'd look at me, smile, I'd smile back, like, I know what's going on. Yeah, I see the way you're looking at me. I get you.
Well, this was not a good episode.
This is a really bad one.
This is the, should we even keep this episode?
I don't know.
This is the worst episode we've ever done, by far.
Yeah, for a while we were just talking about apps to track your sleeping.
Yeah,
and then we fumbled through VR porn.
God, dude, I don't know what to do. No, it was good to see you guys.
I mostly just wanted to see you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I had a good time hanging out, but I don't know if this should be on the internet.
Nah, I'm not sure it should be.
Okay, I can delete it. We can save it, but not upload it.
Yeah, I don't know. Didn't feel right. Didn't go. Didn't flow today. I don't know what was happening.
Is somebody's phone ringing?
I see everything's going to shit.
I feel like there was good flow at points.
I think we first started out. I think I ruined the show by fucking bringing down these glasses. We've been talking about fucking the VR phone for 20 minutes now. Yeah, I'll tell you what else is coming out. They got a new app. No one wants to hear that.
Last week we talked about shitting our pants for 20 minutes. Well, it's different.
That was gold. You know what? I don't know.
All right, can we go around and do what we think went wrong with the show?
I don't know exactly.
I say it was the moment I fumbled around with this fucking VR glasses for 10 minutes. I think it ground everything to a halt.
Honestly, I think it's whatever's going on with my throat today.
You're not snotting.
I got like a thing in there that will not clear.
Yeah, I just feel like our flow is weird.
Like, I don't feel sick, but there's just a...
All right, here's my thought. The only way we're going to save this episode is... But the problem, it'll take too much work. We need to literally cut about half of it out. Then it'll probably...
I was going to listen to it and take out some parts.
Yeah, we can just make it like a shorter episode.
But like, what parts would we take out? It was on pause for so long. We were paused that whole time you were doing stuff.
I know. Well, how long are we at right now?
Hour and six?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a 45-minute episode if we take out...
We'll probably cut out this part.
Yeah.
Well, no,
yeah.
I think this is the best part
this
so far.
This is the best part so far.
While we discuss how bad this episode was.
People are skipping this episode.
Yeah, people have already tuned out by now.
Yeah, that's true. You could probably skip the whole... In fact, you know what would be awesome? As you go, let's just do this. Skip the whole VR part, all of it, right? And then just come back and go, that didn't work. And then just call it good, like, forget it. go to the part where we take the pause to go get it, and then come back like, it didn't fucking work. We cut
you
that.
You know what? Now, you guys aren't missing anything.
Just explain
that was terrible.
What we tried to do and how it didn't work, and then that's the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we could do the show literally up until that point.
Yeah.
And then just go, you know what? That didn't work at all. That was terrible. The show was terrible.
We just brought this to a screeching fucking halt.
Yeah, Jeff fumbled around trying to get the work on everybody's head.
Well, here's what it's the same reason I don't like going to strip clubs. Because it's like, I guess I'll just get a boner with my friends. Right? Like, because that's what we just attempted. Right? Like, here, Put this on with your two buddies and try and like.
You ever had friends ask you to watch porn with them?
No.
Yeah, have you ever had? You've never had. When I have, and I'm like, they're like, "Well, good, we'll watch some porn." I'm like, "What the hell are you talking about? I gotta watch porn."
Oh, you know what? Actually, in high school, that happened once or twice.
Yeah, we watched porn in high school a couple times.
Why?
Because dudes are weird.
Because we were like 16, 17.
You didn't have your own porn ways to watch porn.
Of course we all had our own, but it's, you know, whatever. And, you know, anyway, but Since then, I've had like once or twice. It's like, oh, I'll get some porn. I'm like, no, no, I'm not. No way I'm watching porn. I don't want
to. Yeah. So, okay. So take the idea of going to a strip club with your buddies or watching porn with your buddies and then make it so that you're the only one who sees the parts that give you boners.
Everyone's watching.
And everybody else is just looking at you and going, what's he going to do? What? That's what we just did.
Yeah.
And it didn't. Work.
It felt really awkward to sit here and see a lady shove a thing in her vagina in 3D, knowing that two guys were in the room. And I had headphones on, so I couldn't hear you guys. Very good.
Yeah.
That was
awkward.
Boy, I'll tell you, in my head, that sounded like a really funny segment.
It really wasn't.
It sounded, yeah. No, in my head, too, I'm like, this is going to be funny. We're going to put this thing on. It's going to be super weird that there's, like, people fucking, and I'm, like, a part of it, and then we'll make some jokes about it, and it'll be hilarious.
And it was just not.
And then I just sat here, and I'm like, that is a woman, and that's a thing going in her body. And my friends are just sitting here.
And then Matt put it on and went, oh, that's cool. And then we just all stand around and stared at each other.
And I'm completely deprived of all of my senses, all of my actual...
We are the dumbest people on the planet.
And it just ruined the whole show.
You know what?
Here we are.
Yeah, well, let's backtrack for a second and wonder why. Well, I wonder why I ever thought putting VR glasses on a radio type broadcast would ever make fucking sense.
Yeah, describe to the listeners
your 3D experience.
None of which we have anymore.
God, that makes no sense whatsoever. You know what we're gonna have to do is I will put links.
Oh my God.
To the video. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, you caught yourself realizing you were gonna have to write a website, and you were like, "Nah, you know what? I'm not gonna do that." Before I promise it.
No. I can just. It's super, super simple, but I'm not going to do that because it's not funny. That's not funny either.
Not funny.
God. What a terrible idea. This one, let's just call this one the episode Jeff fucking ruined.
Okay, I can put that in the title.
Yeah, I ruined this whole episode. I take this one on me.
I'm just glad we didn't have a guest.
Yeah.
Just awkwardly like, what am I doing here?
Sorry, Tom. I imagine his name would be.
Well, who's going to be our next guest?
We have Nick Turner booked for a couple weeks from now.
Sweet.
He's really funny.
Are we coming back next week?
I assume so.
All right, good. All right, we calling it good?
Yeah.
All right.
See ya.